Once again here at the 2014 World Dairy Expo, and I am sitting or standing here with Jim Hufford. He is the Dairyman of the Year, and first of all, congratulations on this honor. But Jim, tell me a little bit about you and what's led you to this cool opportunity.
We've been milking cows, Jersey specifically, since 1929. We've had all the breeds at our farm, and we thought Jersey's made us the most money, so we stayed with Jersey's, and I'm third generation dairyman there. Oh, the opportunities to do some other things have always been there, but I enjoy dairy farming. I like the challenges of the industry, and have been involved with the Jersey Association over the years, and held some leadership positions, and have found being a dairy farmer is quite fun. Even though it's hard work.
Yes, definitely it's hard work. You talked about being a third generation dairyman on your family operation, and I know family is tied so strongly into all these dairies represented here. Tell me a little bit about how farming has changed over those three generations to your great-grandpa and grandpa's generations to how you are utilizing technology today.
Yeah, I think it's changed quite a bit, of course. My grandfather milked by hand. So, as we've evolved, of course, we've added the technology to our dairy. In 1999, we added a system whereby it does a pedometer and weighs the milk every day, so that when I was gone, even my brother could just go in, click on a computer, and tell what cows needed to check. So, my son's home now. He's been there a year, and so that'll be fourth generation, and he wants to do things, so it just keeps moving on, all the way from milking by hand to maybe someday a robotic milker, who knows.
As you walk through the expo and through the aisles of livestock, what do you see the next technology that your family might start utilizing? You mentioned the robotics.
Yeah, I haven't decided which one that's going to be yet. Of course, robotics is an alternative that I think we'll probably see more of as the costs come down. I'm not sure what the next ones are. You know, in the crop end, you have GPS in the fields, in the tractors, and so I guess we'll see. But I think from an environmental standpoint, as far as the dairy farmer is concerned, you know, we're looking at things like additional cow comfort. How can we make things better for the environment? And you see technology here trying to do that. So that's another area that I think in agriculture we're going to see some major movement.
Well, it's definitely important. I know it's always a number crunching thing when it comes to improving these technologies, but it definitely can see the cost and benefits of that. First of all, how many head are you guys milking now compared to your grandfather, who you said milked by hand?
When I graduated from Virginia Tech, we milked 90 cows, and then we slowly grew to 350. And we've been at 350 to 380 for probably 15, 20 years now. And so now that Trey's, my son's home, he wants to expand a little more. But we also started bottling milk 4 years ago. So we have a milk processing plant we bought. So I've been dividing a lot of my time at the plant so to get out of the way, you know. So it occupies some time there. So that's another avenue we're exploring, is a little vertical integration, I guess.
Well, let's talk more about the vertical integration and how you are marketing that milk, I assume, to local customers?
Yes, we're, of course, focusing on some local, fresh, but we have all Jersey milk. All Jersey milk has, 15% more protein and calcium and additional other nutrients that enhance the flavor of milk. So that we're trying to put a better bottle of milk out there, and our consumers are responding by they like our milk and they don't want to drink that other stuff. Uh-huh. So, it's a challenge, and we make the chocolate 2% whole. We're starting a drinkable yogurt line in about 6 weeks, and so we'll see where it goes.
Well, there's a lot of innovation and technology on the milking side, but definitely on the production and the product side. And it really seems that you've really tied into that, your niche market, and producing what your consumers want. Well, thank you, Jim, for chatting with me. Congratulations on the Dairyman of the Year. Once again, talking with Jim Hufford, who was awarded the 2014 Dairyman of the Year here at the World Dairy Expo. I'm Jamie Johansson.